Neil, how did you jump on them as fast as you did? Because it kind of set the tone for you. I know you needed a win, and you jumped all over Belton early.
We did, and we did need that win. And, you know, it really started at the coin toss. You know, we really wanted to be able to get the ball first and be able to go down and try to get points on the board first. And, you know, so we lost the coin toss, but Coach Skidmore and Belton elected to defer. So we took the ball, and that's what we wanted. We wanted to get our offense out there and get our offense going. And, you know, and they really did a great job of moving the football and getting and scoring. And then we had some opportunities come our way with turnovers that Belton committed, and we turned into points. So that jump-started us in the game and benefited us for the game.
How often does that happen where you lose the coin toss, but – what you wind up wanting to have happen happened anyway?
I tell you, not very often. but you know, things kind of fell in place for us last night with that. But it doesn't happen as often as you would think it would.
You lost by, 7 to Harker Heights. I know you've gotten beat up a couple of different times, but you had to win. It's a must win. Yeah. And, Neil, with 9 teams, and you can't drop 2, but you got to get to 4 wins almost in a way. Is everything the rest of everything the rest of the way a must win?
It is. You have to, you know, to have an opportunity in this 9-team district, you have to get to 4 wins. You know, 5 will guarantee you a place in the playoffs, but 4 will give you a chance. And we have 2 games left, and be able to get to those 4. And, you know, we're going to take them one at a time. We're on a bye week this next week, and then we have Ellis. So,
I got to ask you a question, Coach. You, Colleen, and obviously Ellison, Shoemaker, and then also Harker Heights. And what the hell goes on Thursday night at Leo Buckley? There's some bizarre things that we see, it seems like, almost every week. I can't seem to put my – like, I can't get a feel – for one week after another, what is it about Leo Buckley on a Thursday night?
You know, I don't know if it's so much Leo Buckley. I just think it's this district this year with the 9 teams. You know, you have Midway and Temple at the top of the district, but for everybody else, it's a wild district. And even for Midway played Ellison in a double overtime football game. It's just a crazy district this year, and it's a district where anybody can get beat on any given night. So you better bring your A game, you know, if you want to win. But I don't think it's so much Leo Buckley. I just think it's the parity in the district this year.
You did get Kadarius Marshall back, and I think he scored at least 3 times. I know he scored 3 times. Maybe he did another one. But your thoughts about obviously he's a weapon. He's fantastic. Yeah. He's a talent for you. Also in the passing game, which is underrated at times. What kind of a jolt did that give you?
It was big for us. It was big for our kids. You know, it's no secret that Darius is probably our best football player on our football team. He provides a lot of energy for our kids on our football team. The kids feel good when he's playing, and when he's not playing, you know, it takes something away from our team. So it was a really big thing for us when we found out this past week that he was going to be able to play, because we thought, week before last that he was going to be out for the rest of the season. So to find out he was going to play added a little bounce to our step in practice this past week, and provided the motivation for our kids that we needed.
Neil Searcy, head coach at Killeen. They beat Belton 44-17 to get the 2-4 in the district. You mentioned the off week. Would you rather have a game this week coming off the win, or is the off week kind of coming at a good time for you?
I tell you, you know, for us now, you know, playing 7 weeks straight or 8 weeks straight, we need the off week. We're banged up in a lot of areas, and so it'll be it came at the right time for us to try to get healthy. But you want to be able to play and build on the momentum that we created last night into a game. But, you know, we needed the break. If this was earlier, the bye was earlier in the year, we would definitely be wanting to play. But since it's so late and we're banged up, you know, the bye came at a good time for us.
Is there ever any discussion? You mentioned Midway and Temple, and they have, you know, there's realignment, and Temple got back into 6A, as did Waco High. But Killeen's schools have been up and down. It's been somewhat erratic. I mean, you've had a run, or Shoemaker's had a run, and then they've all, you know, we've seen that happen. Has there ever been much discussion about not just, hey, guys, we got to join the fray, because if you and those schools get better, it makes everybody in the district better?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, everybody's expectation is to win, you know, and I don't think that's different on any KISD campus. So that is the expectation for everybody, is to be winning football games, regardless of who in the district with or who we're playing, you know. So we want to be in the when they're talking about good football teams or teams making the playoffs, we want to be in that conversation.
Thank you, Neil. Congratulations. Enjoy the off week. Get better. We'll see you soon. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, Smoke.